Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He's holy. Oh, nothing is impossible for our God. We thank you for joining us today. Today is Tuesday, April the 11th, 2023. What an amazing Father we have. He thought of all the seasons. You know, he thought of all the days, the months, the years. He's an amazing God. And he knows he's in every one of them. And he lives on the inside of us. So we are grateful today for everyone who joined us on the Tuesday, you know, prayer line for the children, as we pray for the children of the world, but especially the children in America. We are honored that the King joined us every time, because he said where two or more gather together, he's with us. And he's not a man that he should lie. He is the Almighty Father. I thank God for you and you and you and you and you too. Yes, you. Hallelujah. God, the B-I-B-L-E, and we are teaching our children from Genesis to Revelation, the books of law, the books of poetry, the books of history, the books of poetry, the major minor prophets, the gospels, all the New Testament, all the Old Testament, you know, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 in the New, 66, so we are teaching them about the Bible, the books, how many parts, two parts in the Bible. When they learn all these things, they'll be able to find the scripture for themselves, and they will know the truth, and they will stand on the truth. So we thank God for the children. We thank God for each of you. Well, it's Mother Fanny's birthday, but she wasn't able to come on today. She's not feeling that well. So we are praying for Mother Fanny. We are thanking Mother Fanny. You know, for the Lord has given her 87 years, 87 years on the earth. So we thank God for her. We thank God for each of you all coming on. We love you, and we know the Lord is blessing you, going in, coming out. He's, yeah, filling you up with the word. We thank God for you. And don't forget, on Wednesday, every Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon Central Standard Time, we have, and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have Wednesday midweek Bible study. So we thank God for you joining us. We thank God for sending you, you know, to come on so we can study the word together. We got to study the word, you know, the word of God. We thank God for the word of God, because if it wasn't for the Lord on our side, we don't know, oh, my God, I don't know where I would be. I don't know where you would be. We wouldn't be divinely connected. We wouldn't know the Father's name. We wouldn't know anything. We'd just be ignorant people. But because of his goodness, oh, yeah, he's connecting us. He's making sure we're calling on his name on behalf of the children. So I thank God for each of you today. We have Miss Adelie on, Miss Adelie Johnson. Oh, she's a big girl now. She's 4 years young. And she sings beautifully, so we thank God for Adelie. Good afternoon, Adelie.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good.
Good. We're glad you're on. What are you going to sing today?
Our God is an awesome God.
I love it. Go ahead, baby.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. We live. Sampa and Lala, God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Oh my God, her brother is singing too. That's good.
See,
your brother can sing, Adelie. Huh?
She's talking.
Sorry, what'd you say? Yes, her brother is singing with her, and he's maybe a year old. We thank God. Thank God. Lord, I thank you for Adelie. I thank you for her little baby brother who's singing with Adelie, Lord, on the radio at 1 year old, 4 years old. We thank God for the children. We are blessing the children. We thank you that they're blessed and highly favored. They're protected by you. Oh, yeah, they are well, healthy and well. And they are eating food like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to keep healthy. They are drinking healthy drinks, especially water. So, Lord, we thank you for the children today. Well, we're moving right along. We're going to Leesburg. Yeah, Leesburg, Florida. We have Minister Julia Walker on with us and her grandchildren and Joe. They're going to be singing, praying today. Good afternoon, Minister Julia Walker. How are you?
Good afternoon. Hi. Hi, everybody, today. I have on here today with me, I have my great-grandkids. I have
Zaire, and I'm 7 years old.
I'm King, and I'm 6 years old. My last name is Walker.
I'm King. And my name is King, and King Ahmad Mikhail.
How are you?
Five.
And I have, my name is Liz Taylor, and I'm calling, I'm 7 years old. Okay, we're going to be saying the Lord's Prayer today.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
come on. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, in my shepherd, I shall not walk. Make you happy and bring you happy. You need to have the old order. Lord, in my soul. Let me catch my choice. Thank you. Yes, I'll walk the divine shadow of the evil. Dwell with me. The Lord, the God that comes to me. The praise before me. The praise of my enemies. The man of my head will all my cup on the door. Send the gifts of my sheep for me. All the days of my life. That's the good and that's the Lord. Forever. Amen. Let your heart be troubled. To God, we bless you and me, my Father, Son, all in the matrix, to hold our soul, I would have told you, I'll come to your place, you, Father, I'll pray, bless you, I'll come again and see you, to myself, that where I am, there you, and be also, and where I go, and where you know, come to your kingdom, Lord, you know what I'm going to do, I'm going to wait, and get that to him, I ain't going.
God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for myself. Thank you for shelter in my head. And food to eat on the table. And clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. And thank you, God, for your son dying on the cross for us. God didn't give us life for fear. He gave us a life without mind and power in the Lord and the love. Amen. God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for myself. Thank you for everybody on this world. Thank you for Sister G. Thank you for Mama. Thank you for Joe. Thank you for King. Thank you for King. Thank you for Granddaddy EJ. Thank you for Auntie Zara. Thank you for... Thank you for my parents. Thank you for my entire family. Amen. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and the spirit of love and the sound mind. Peace. Amen.
Thanks for the gift, life. Thanks for the very nice before. Thanks for Mama and Joe and Bob and Uncle Clint. Nana and King and Joe and Mama. And thanks for clothes on my feet and shoes on my
feet. Amen. Amen. First in the God. King comes in the Lord and the power of the Lord and the wisdom and the faith in the Lord and the God. That's him to redeem and God and the God and faith. The Lord and the wisdom and the faith in the God and Lord and the Father of heaven. King comes in the blood and the Lord. Then the wisdom and the faith in the Lord and the God. That I'm going to see how the person I did good, I do good. Amen. Free.
God, keep a cover on our precious blood and don't break that circle. Amen. Lord, keep a cover on our precious blood and don't break that circle. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
What did we say? Everybody
praise the Lord. What David said?
Everything has been.
Praise. One more time. What David said?
Everything has breath. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my healing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Are they going to sing today?
Yes.
God, keep up. I mean, no. God is good.
God is good all the time.
God is good all the time. God is good. God is great. God has saved my life today.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, son, in the face and slow, in the slot your hand, in the dust your foot, in the pretty skill. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you all so much. I thank God for Minister Julia Walker and her great grandsons and Joe. Y'all did an excellent job. We thank God for you all. Father, continually bless Minister Julia Walker, her nephew Joe, her great-grandson. Oh, God, may they be obedient. May they always follow your instructions. May they hear your voice at an early age, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you for divine protection for all the children that are on here and all the children all over the world. We love and adore you. We bless you. We honor you today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we have Sister Vivian on with us. She's going to sing a song of praise. Good afternoon, Sister Vivian. She's from Marrero, Louisiana.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Now let us love him. Let us love him in the morning. Love him in the noontime. Love him. Love him when the sun goes down. His name is Jesus, yes, he's Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, he's Jesus, yes, he's Jesus when the sun goes down. Oh, he's my Savior, yes, he Savior in the morning, Savior in the noontime, Savior, will he save you when the sun goes down? Oh, yes, I love him, yes, I love him in the morning, love him in the noontime, love him, yes, I love him when the sun goes down. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for each of the songs, the prayers that went forth. We serve an almighty God. Nothing is impossible to him. Well, you're going to need your Bibles today. You know the basic instructions before leaving earth. You're going to need your Bibles in front of you. So get your Bibles ready. I'm sorry, is someone saying something to me? Okay. All right. So get your Bibles ready. I'm going to call on prayer warriors to sing, I mean to pray, All righty. So we thank God for you all today. We thank God for what he's doing through. All right. Sister Lanny.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're going to be calling on you. Get your Bible ready. Everybody get your Bibles ready.
Yes,
ma'am. We're going to be calling on you all to pray in a minute. So get your Bibles ready. All right. So I'm going to call on Sister Vivian first. If you would pray, you can turn to Galatians 5, 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is peace. So pray for peace for our children. Galatians 5, 22, 23. All right. And Sister Linda, are you able to pray today?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Your scripture is Proverbs 5 and 1. Pray for wisdom for our children. You all can, what you do is read the scripture to us and then pray the scripture. All right, Sister Lanny, you're next. You have Romans 6, 1 and 2. And your scripture is Romans 6, 1 and 2. Pray against our children falling into sin.
Yes,
all right, Sister Annette, your scripture is Romans 6, 23. Pray for the gift of God, eternal life for our children. Pray for eternal life with God for our children.
And what's the scripture? I'm sorry, what's the scripture? Romans what?
Romans 6, 23.
6:23. Okay, thank you.
All right, anybody else need me to repeat your scriptures? All right. We have Minister Josette Laney on here. Are you? Do you want to pray with us today, Minister Laney? Minister Laney from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi, Sister G. I'm not able to, but I'm just going to listen in today. I have too much interference in the background today.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. Okay, we're ready to begin. Sister Vivian.
Yes, praise the Lord. We're going to be praying and reading from Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and it reads like this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you in behalf of our children this afternoon, God, we are praying, oh God, your word. And God, you said your word will not fail, oh God, wherever we send it, oh God. Father God, so we send, oh Father God, this word out to all the countries of this world, Lord, that our children, oh God, will carry and desire the fruits of the Spirit, God, that they will have love for one another, Father God. Oh God, you said love conquers all sin. God, thank you. Lord, that the joy of the Lord will be their strength, oh God. We pray, oh Father God, that they'll have patience, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not be eager to do what they want to do. That the peace of God will rule and reign in their hearts, and they will have long suffering, oh God. Father, they'll suffer long, oh God, and go through some things. Have gentleness, oh God. Oh, gentle, oh God, let it rule in their hearts, oh God. Goodness and faith. God, help them to keep the faith and not give up so soon, oh God, ready to throw in the towel, Father God. We pray for that meekness to be up on them, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, temperance. And Father God, you said there is no law against this, so there's no penalty, God. So, Father God, we pray, oh God, that they will desire at least one, and that's love, oh God. Oh God, the love that only you can give, that adopted love, oh God. That love, oh God, let it penetrate through their hearts and through others, oh God, to love others as they love themselves, oh God. Father, we are praying for the children, oh God, that they, oh Father God, will reach out to one another, oh God, and try to help one another, not be selfish, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, oh God, that one or more of these fruits of the Spirit, oh God, will be up on them. And as they grow, God, yes, as they grow in the Spirit, oh God, more and more like you, they will take on more of the character of the spirits, oh God, in the name of, they will desire it, oh God. Lord, what they will be doing with eating your word, oh God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, oh Father God, that they will be meek, oh God, to one another, meekness in their hearts, oh God. Let all of this come out of their hearts as they grow in the Spirit. Let them grow, oh God, in the grace that you give them, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Linda?
Father, we give you thanks. We give you honor and praise for this scripture today, in all the scriptures. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. Father, we pray for the children today all around the world, every state, every city, every continent, Lord God. You know where everyone is, Lord God. So we release these prayers of wisdom, faithfulness to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, that the children, Lord God, will begin to hear your words in school, in home, at their home, wherever they are, Father God, that they won't be foolish and fight against your wisdom, your truth, your knowledge, Father. We release your knowledge, your ability for them to even understand your wisdom, Father, in Jesus' name. Forgive us if we have not taught wisdom in our homes, Father, in our schools, in our churches, Father. Forgive us, Lord. We repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that the children would not hate wisdom. They would not hate godly instructions, Father, that they would not, Lord God, despise reproof in the name of Jesus. Father, it's not in gaming, it's not in internet, it's not in their peers, but your wisdom is from you. Every good and faithful gift, every good gift, Father, comes from you. And we thank you today that you're mindful of the little ones, Father, where they are. Father God, we speak your word upon them now, Lord God, that they would not speak foolishness, but they will speak wise. They will be wise little girls, wise boys, young men, young women, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, not to be followers, but to be, Lord God, leaders in Jesus' mighty name. We give you honor, praise, and glory for what you're doing and what you will do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Lanny?
Yes, ma'am. My scripture is Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Father, we're praying for children who have given their lives to you. They made the confession with their mouth and believed in their heart and received the Lord Jesus in their lives. And then life happens, and there are opportunities for them to stay strong in faith or to slip back into the world with inappropriate behavior, inappropriate thoughts, inappropriate deeds. So we come in the name of Jesus following this word, your word that says that it's not your desire that they slip back, but that grace is available to give them the strength they need to choose you, to give them a chance to choose faith, to give them a chance to choose hope, because you're all of that. You're the author and finisher of our faith in Jesus' name. You are the reason. You are our righteousness, and all that we desire to stay close to you has already been made available. Your word even says that for every situation that we are in, you've given a means of escape. So I pray for the strength of the children, Father, that they will stay strong. They will remember their God. They will remember your ability when they feel weakened. Hallelujah. God, we pray that you strengthen their desire to walk in obedience. In spite of how they feel, in spite of what's around them, in spite of what others are doing, they can still have the courage to choose you. Hallelujah. God, so we pray right now in Jesus' name that they develop a sensitivity through Holy Spirit so he can help them. He's the only one that can help them remember what they already know about who they are. And God, we pray that you will put them in a situation where they can be taught what they don't know about holding on to their faith, about being strengthened and trusting you in the hard places. Hallelujah, God. We plead the blood over them right now, wherever they are, those who have been saved and are struggling to live right, live righteously before you. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will give them strength and give them courage and remind them if they do slip and fall, if they're still alive, that means grace is still working. They can get up and go again. So we thank you, Father, for a continuance in their hearts and their minds to just have a desire to walk in obedience and obey you. And we know, Father, you have reward for them when they do that. I pray that strength in Jesus' name. We bind the enemy for everything he tries to come to pull them away from you, all of his tricks, all of his rhetoric, all the things that he does to make it seem like it's okay, everybody's doing it. We pray, God, that they'll stay strong and remember their God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Nat?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise, bless, and honor you today. And Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, Father, we just thank you, Father, for this privilege and opportunity to lift your name up, Father. And, Father, as we lift you up, we know that you said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men to you. How to reach the masses. And so, Father, as we pray for the mass of children, Lord God, throughout the world, praying for eternal life, God, we pray that the power of sin would be broken over their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, that you break that stinking thinking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you open up their hearts and minds to receive you, Father, as their personal Savior, Lord God, and be your eternal Father for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we cry out for the children. Lord, have mercy. We moan and groan in the spirit, Lord God. Oh, God, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, Lord, upon the children, Lord God. Father, so much going on with the children, Lord God. But, Father, we know that you are the answer for mankind. And, oh, God, we pray that even at a young age, Father, you said in the last days You will pour out your spirit on all flesh. So we pray, Lord God, that as you pour out your spirit, that you would give them a desire to want to serve you, Lord God, to have salvation, God, that they might have eternal life, Father. We pray that according to Ecclesiastes 12:1, that they would remember their Creator in their youth, Lord God, and Father, that they would recognize that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, Father, that our bodies are where you live. So we pray for them, Father, that you break up any fallow ground, Father. You give them a heart and a mind to love and to serve you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over every child, God, throughout the world. We pray that you redeem their lives, Father, from destruction, Father. Crown them with loving kindness and grant them eternal life in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that sin no longer reign over them, O God, and that they would try to do the right thing in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the children, Lord God, because you love the little children. And so we thank you for all of them, God, and we pray that mercy and grace abound. We pray, Lord, of the harvest that you're sending forth laborers across their path. And, Father, we just thank you because we know that the fields are ripe, the laborers are few. Father, send out the laborers to redeem and rescue the children for eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I'm going to give out scriptures, and then I'm going to go back and pray. Sister Vivian, your scripture is Ephesians 4, and it's pray for parents to nurture their children, Ephesians 4, and include our toddlers, baby Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin. I also got a picture of Revere today from his aunt. He was just dancing. It looked like he was just praising the Lord. And he's about 3, I believe. So we thank God for his, continual healing, that he's already healed, but God will manifest it in his little body. Sister Linda, if you'll pray Daniel 1:12, pray for our children to eat pulse, healthy foods, drink plenty of water. Daniel 1:12. Sister Lamy, if you'll pray Ecclesiastes 12:1, pray for our children to remember God while they're young. And
Ecclesiastes 12:1.
Yes. That our children will remember God while they're young. Sister Nett, Mark 7:10, for children to honor their father and their mother. Mark 7:10. Anybody need me to repeat your scriptures? Okay. Father God, according to Ephesians 6:1-3, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with them and they may live long on the earth. So, Father, we thank you for our parents teaching their children how to obey them, how to listen to them, how to follow instructions, what it means to obey, because children don't understand that if they do not obey, they will not live long lives. And their days will not go well. They'll have trouble in their lives. So we decree and declare that our children will be taught by their parents how to obey, how to honor their father and their mother without grumbling, without disrespect. They will be taught, oh God, in the name of Jesus, what it means. And Lord, you said if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. So I thank you that if necessary, their parents will use the little paddle or the little switch and correct them in the name of Jesus. Many parents today, they are neglecting to use the rod, and they're having trouble. When the children get to be teenagers, they're having major problems. So, Father, I pray that parents would teach the children to listen to them, to follow their instructions. They can't follow them 24/7, but you can, Lord God. We pray that they will hear your voice,
and at young ages, and they would obey your spirit, oh God. They would follow after righteousness. They would have, oh God, peace in their lives every day. Peace at home, peace in school. We cover them with the blood of Jesus because they will obey. They will honor their parents. We decree and declare that they won't have trouble in their lives, at home, at school, in the neighborhood, or anywhere they go, but they will have good lives. They will have great success in their lives. They will live long lives, fruitful lives. They'll be able to tell their great-grandchildren, their grand and great-great-grandchildren about you, the Most High God. So we bless the children today. We thank you for their parents. We thank you for the children. We thank you that the children will be taught the meaning of Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Sister Vivian.
Praise God. Father, we pray today that children, as they go through their daily walk, Lord, that they, oh God, walk worthy of the work, oh God, that is put before them. And Lord, you know all the children that was mentioned this afternoon, Father God. We include them as well, Father God, Little Revere, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that these children will understand and know call to a vocation, to learn to, oh Father God, how to walk, Father God. This is a learning experience. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are praying, oh God, that as they grow, oh God, they'll make Jesus their Lord. And Lord, they will walk with all lowliness and meekness and with long suffering, with one, to one another in love, Lord. We praying, oh God, Father God, we are praying, oh God, they will keep endeavoring, oh God, the unity, oh God. They won't have jealousy between them, oh God. Father God, I'll be jealous of others, oh God. But they'll, oh God, have unity in their hearts and know, oh God, that you made them to love, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they realize that it's only one body, the body of Christ, oh Father God, and they want to be a part of the body and one spirit, that be called into the, oh God, calling of you, Lord. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, one God and Father of all, you the Father of all, who is above all and through all. And oh God, we pray, oh God, that they'll be taught and they will learn this as they grow. And Lord, that they will be willing to accept every gift that you have handed down to men, because you said you gave unto men, oh God, gifts, oh God, oh God, before you ascended into heaven, God. So we are praying today, every one of these children, oh God, oh Father God, will receive the gifts of the Spirit, that they will desire them, that they will walk in them, Lord, and they will, oh God, be filled with the Spirit, oh God. So, God, we pray, oh God, that some will be apostles and some will be prophets, some will be evangelists. Oh God, they'll go into foreign land. Some will be pastors and teachers. They will teach Sunday schools. Oh, Father God, so God, these gifts, oh, God, is here as they grow for them to receive these gifts and come, oh, God, to you. Lord, we pray that they'll come running. What must I do to be saved first? And God, you save them. You will hear them. That you will, oh, Father God, accept them, oh, God, hallelujah, that they, oh, God, will not be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine, but they'll stay on course, oh God, oh God, oh God. We pray, oh God, they will, oh God, desire nothing but the truth, the plain truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We are praying for their moral standards, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they don't let their, that they walk in the Spirit and not let their faith be darkened, that their mind will not be darkened with the things of this world, oh God, but have an understanding that you are a real God, and oh God, Father God, that you love them and always have loved them with an everlasting love. Lord, let nothing darken and blind their hearts, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that their hearts will be filled with the love of Christ. Oh God, remove any lasciviousness and all uncleanness and all greediness. Let it not be found among them, Father God. We are praying, oh God, that they hear your voice and they be taught of you the truth, oh God, the plain truth, oh God, hallelujah. And we are praying this afternoon that their mind be renewed in the Spirit daily. Praise God. We are praying this afternoon that they, oh God, as they grow, God, they will, oh God, put on that new man, oh God, which you, oh God, have created them to be. Father God, we pray they will not practice lying. They will speak to every man with the truth. Lying, get out of there. They will not be angry. Oh God, Father God, let them not the sun go down on their wrath. Let them not be angry and not want to forgive one another. Neither give place to the devil, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them who are stole, steal no more. This will be the last time in the name of Jesus, because we couldn't have stopped at it. Oh God, we cursing Satan and every one of his demons. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, let them lift their hands toward the heavens. Oh God, from whence cometh their help? Because all their help comes from you, Lord God. Let no corrupt communication come out of their mouth. All that old cursing that we hear in children do. None of these children this day, God, will take on this form, oh God, of ungodliness and uncleanness, where they got this, everything they got to say is a curse word. Father, we pray that grace be ministered to them, to the hearers, God. Oh, God, Father God, let them not grieve the Holy Spirit. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamors and evil speaking be put away from them. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Sister Linda, can you pray and read Daniel 1:12? Pray for our children to eat pulse, healthy foods, and drink plenty of water.
Yes, Sister G. Daniel 1:12 reads, "Prove your servants, I beseech you, for 10 days, and let us be given a vegetable diet and water to drink." So, Father, we pray for our young people, Father, those that are eating unhealthy, Lord, those that just dislike vegetables, they don't drink water, they would rather drink soda pops or Kool-Aid or punch. Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, they would rather eat junk food. They don't like carrots. They don't like broccoli. They don't like cabbage, collard greens. Lord God, they rather eat corn, and corn is not a vegetable, Father. So, Father, we pray right now that they would, Lord God, put down the Doritos, and, Lord, that they would put down, Lord God, all those unhealthy things that they eat, those foods that they would rather put in their body and cause their body, Lord God, to respond negatively. Lord God, too much sugar, or their bowels are not moving regularly because they're not eating like they should. Let the parents, Lord God, teach them at home. If school can't do it, the parents could teach them how Daniel and the Hebrew boys ate, and how the dainty food from the king was set before them, but they refused to eat from the king's table. They wanted to eat from the one and only king, King Jesus himself, God our Father. So it's good to eat healthy. It's good, Lord God, for them to eat the healthy foods that their bodies might be replenished. And they don't like to drink water, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, they won't be they will become dehydrated. Father, they need the water one young guy was playing football, and he passed away because he was dehydrated, and he got dizzy, and he fell out on the court. So, Father, let them see how important it is to drink water, not only the natural water, but the water that Jesus Christ promised that we would never thirst again. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, let us go back to the old way of thinking, the old way of responding to truth, so that our children can grow and mature the way that they should. Their brain will be developed, and they won't have those sugar reflex. And we just honor you today, Father God, that wisdom will come forth. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Lanny, Ecclesiastes 12:1. Hello? Hello? Sister Lanny? Okay. I think she... Okay. So, Sister Mary Nichols is on here, and we're going to ask her to pray. We're praying. You need your Bible, Sister Mary Nichols. We're going to call on you in a few minutes to pray.
Okay.
Pray Ephesians 6:3, Sister Mary Nichols. Pray
okay.
Ephesians 6:3. Pray for our children to have long lives. Long lives. And that they would,
okay.
And also pray Ephesians 6:4, include 3 through 4 with that, that fathers and parents would not provoke the children, but that they would nurture them.
Okay.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word. In Ecclesiastes 12:1, it says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. So I think that while our children are young, they will remember you. They will be obedient to you. They would do those things that they've been instructed to do. They would not stray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But they would remember, oh God, you, the creator of them. They will remember that you, oh God, created them. You gave them birth through the parents that they had. And so, Father, before they grow up and have a taste of the world, we pray that they would not be encouraged to go into the world to be prodigal sons and daughters, but that they would, oh God, remember you now and be obedient to you like Joseph, with the coat of many colors, like David, who killed a lion, a bear, and a giant, who, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who remembered you while they were young, before all the evil lured them in. We decree and declare evil would not lure them in. We cut it off at the root in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Lord God, that they would be saved at an early age. They would call on you, their Father, their Savior, their Lord, and they would honor you all the days of their lives. So we thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, Sister Annette, you have Mark 7:10. Pray for our children to honor their fathers and their mothers.
Did you say Mark 7:10?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And that reads, as thus, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curses father or mother, let him die the death. So, Father, we just thank you, Father, for the children, Lord God. And, Father, as we're praying that they honor and respect their mother and father, that their days may be long upon the land, Father, that things would go well with them, Father, we pray that you would open up their understanding, God, that it's by the grace, your grace, that they are here, and that it is your design that in order for things to go well, for them to learn to respect authority and to accept discipline, that they have to honor their mother and their father. So we pray, Lord God, that you would help the parents to nurture the children to know that this is a requirement, and also that the parents would instruct the father and train them in the way that they should go so that they will learn to honor and respect their parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that even now it's a spirit of disobedience that is running rampant throughout the world, Father, and we pray against that spirit of rebellion and disobedience in the name of Jesus. We curse the seed and root of that unclean spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that the spirit of obedience and respect be loose, Father. We loose that upon the earth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we pull out that stronghold, oh God, Father, just rebellion and disobedience. We pull it down in the name of Jesus, oh God. We curse it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that the children be taught to understand that they have rules that they have to live by. And, Father, that the parents will not tolerate a certain types of behavior, God, but would say up in front that we will not tolerate that in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for parents who will train up their children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that they would understand the significance of a good life, that it has a direct relationship to how they treat their mother and fathers. So, Father, we pray those that have been hurt by their parents, Lord God, that you heal their hearts and minds, that they would not hold grudges against their parents, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would not abuse or misuse their parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray, oh God, that they would understand, God, the importance of honoring their mother and their father, that things would go well with them, Father, and they would have long life in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you for them. We thank you, Lord God. And, Father, even in terms of the television, the Internet, and other places, Father, that people instruct the children, Father, train up the children, Father, that it is so important to respect your parents, Lord. And so we pray for them, Lord God, that they would obey your word, obey their parents, Father, obey the teachers and people that have rule over them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father, that they would understand that their parents are significant in their lives and that they will need them all of their lives. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to read Proverbs 28:7, and I'm going to pray for children to choose their friends wisely. Proverbs 28:7 says, "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son or daughter, but he or she that is a companion of righteous men shall shame his father." So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, that the children would learn your word, that they would learn the meaning of your word, and they would learn how to apply it to their lives. Because, Lord, our children are young, and if we don't teach them, the world is going to teach them how to live for the devil. So we have to teach them how to honor you, how to honor their parents, how to obey them, how to obey you. And I pray that they would hear your voice while they're young and learn to obey you. And, Father, there is a law, your laws and laws of the land. You said obey the laws of the land. And many of our children, they've gotten friends that do foolish things. You said if you beat them with a rod,
it won't kill them. You said if they are they're full of foolishness, but the rod of correction will beat that foolishness out of them. So a lot of times parents don't want to. They think they're going to get in trouble with the law, but the law is going to come later on in life if they do not teach their children how to choose their friends, how to do right over wrong. And, Lord, many of our children are doing lawlessness. They've forgotten the law. And many of us as adults, we are not following the law and leaving an example for our children. On the expressway, it says 45, we're going 90. It says 55, we're going 100. So, Father, forgive us when we have brought in a spirit of lawlessness in our homes, teaching our children, you know, when they're driving on the highway, they got a bullying spirit. We rebuke that bullying spirit to drive right up on the tail of another person. They've forgotten that they're supposed to leave 6 feet in between each car so that if there's any, you know, stopping quickly, they can stop. But, Lord, we brought in a spirit of lawlessness, and I rebuke that spirit of lawlessness. And, Lord, we've even brought in jaywalking. I decree and declare no more jaywalking. They won't walk when the light is not in their favor. They will wait. We've got now. We don't wait on the light. We don't care what the light say. We just ignore it. So, Father, I thank you that our children will follow instructions that we leave for them, that we will be good examples, and we will teach them how to choose their friends wisely. We will teach them to choose friends that are walking in the righteous way. Like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were friends, and they walked in the right way. They were taught how to do what their parents tell them to do. They were taught the laws of the land, and they followed them, O God. And they purposed in their heart not to go against your laws, O God. So I thank you that our children will purpose in their heart not to go against your laws, O God. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, Sister Mary Nichols, you have Ephesians 6, 3, and 4. Pray for our children to have long lives and that their parents would not, would nurture them. Thank you.
Thank you, Father, for giving us the children and the godly responsibility of raising them according to your will and your word. And Lord, that the children, was already said, would honor their father and mother, which is the commandment with a promise. Lord, we're learning and want the children to learn to keep the promise as you have kept the promise and will always keep it, that it may go well with them and with their parents who are somebody's children, that they would learn to honor their parents, but also honor you by honoring their parents and following your will. And fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord, that ability to nurture them and admonish them in the Lord. Lord, we just ask you that you will guide the children as they grow and learn and walk, that they will learn to give you the glory and the honor as they learn, that they may live long in the land. And we just thank you, Lord, for that promise, and that it will be made clear to the children of all ages, their parents, and all of the people around them, that we need to follow your word. These things I ask in my son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay. I want to say that I appreciate each of you who came on today, whether you, you know, prayed out loud or silently. We appreciate you. I have an announcement tomorrow. Join us tomorrow for Wednesday midweek Bible study if you're available, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to ask Sister Annette. Oops, I think she just hung up. Sister Linda, would you lead us in a closing prayer, please?
Father, we thank you. We thank you for every woman that's on this prayer line. We thank you for every prayer that's been made known unto you, Father. We thank you for the silent ones as well as those that prayed out loud. We thank you for every scripture that was read. Let us take heed to those scriptures ourselves. Let us be the first partaker in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, we thank you for Sister G. We thank you for her evangelistic heart. We thank you for the love that she has for your children. Father, we thank you. We honor you for the anointing that she walks in Jesus' name. Father, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In your Son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I love you all so much. I thank God for you all. May he continually bless you and your family. Have a God-filled week. Love y'all.